Phonics Booster Books, number 59. Why the Sun and the Moon Live in the Sky. Some people say that once Sun and Moon live right here on Earth. Moon liked to stay at home during the day, but every morning Sun went walking through the country. One day, Sun decided to climb a tall mountain and see what was on the other side. He climbed and climbed. By noon, he had reached the very top. "What a view," Sun said. He stood and looked over the land below. He saw trees and flowers swaying in the breeze. He saw zebras and giraffes grazing on the plains. Then, in the distance, Sun saw something he had never seen before. At first, it looked like a smooth green stone, but it shimmered and shifted. It danced forward, then ran back. "What is that?" Sun asked. "That is called water," squawked a bird as it flew by. "Water is amazing. There is nothing else on Earth like her. Follow me and I will introduce you." Water welcomed the bird and Sun into her house. Sun liked water very much and soon they became the best of friends. Sun came back day after day to visit Water. Whenever Sun came to Water's house, Water cooked fine food for Sun to eat. Water's many children played ball and other games with Sun. They sang songs for him. At night, Sun told Moon all about his new friends and the fun they had together. "You must invite Water and her children to come visit us," Moon said. "We can add an extra room to our house. We can carve new stools so that everyone has a place to sit." Sun agreed. "It won't be easy, but I'm sure if we plan carefully, we can fit them all in." Sun and Moon started to work. They gathered piles of wood, stacks of bamboo, and mounds of straw. They built many new rooms. "Is the house big enough?" Moon asked. "Maybe we should keep building," answered Sun. "Let's make the walls higher. Water and her children need a lot of room." Moon and Sun kept working. They added to their house until it was very tall and very wide. They made a new roof. Then they carved many stools and tables. They cooked all kinds of delicious food. "Now we are ready," Moon said. "Invite Water to visit us tomorrow." The next day, Sun asked Water to come for a visit. "My wife, Moon, is looking forward to welcoming you," he said. "Thank you, my friend," Water answered. "But wherever I go, all my children go too. There are too many of us. We won't fit in your house." Sun's face changed from pale yellow to bright orange. "Are you saying that my house is small?" he asked. "I have the finest house in the country." He described the many rooms, the thick straw roof, and the tall walls. He talked about the good food that Moon had cooked. He told about the beautiful stools and tables. A little crab crawled up to sit in Sun's lap. He clicked his claws and said, "I'm sure it's a nice big house, but it's still too small for us." Water's other children began to laugh. Water bobbed her head. She shook her wavy hair. "Little crab is right. Please tell Moon that we are sorry, but we cannot come." "Oh," said Sun, as his face turned from orange to red. Then he said, "I forgot to tell you. Tomorrow we start to work on a new house. It'll be much, much bigger. Moon and I want you to be guests in our house as soon as we finish it." When Sun returned home, Moon was waiting in the doorway. She was dressed in her new shawl to greet her guests. "Where is Water?" Moon asked eagerly. "Where are all the children? The food is getting cold." Sun explained what had happened. And as Moon listened, her face turned from pale silver to stormy dark gray. She was as proud as her husband. She wanted to prove that their house was big enough and fun enough for Water and her family. She told them just the right thing, Moon said at last. She sat down on one of the new stools and began to draw up the plans. Moon said, "Our new house will be so tall and so wide that Water will have to say yes." Soon, sun and moon called to all the birds that flew in the sky. They talked to all the animals that lived on the land. "Friends," said Sun, "we must build a new house. It'll be a very big job." "The job is too big for us to do on our own," added Moon. "Please help us." Day after day, the animals and birds helped Sun and Moon build. They all carried and piled wood, bamboo, and straw. By the time the house was done, it was as tall and as wide as a mountain. Sun told Water about the new house. She smiled. "There is nothing I would like to do better than visit you. At last, I think I can." Water told all her children to get ready. The fish and eels smoothed their scales. The crabs and lobsters cleaned their claws. The whales and turtles washed their fins and flippers. At last, Water and all her children were ready to visit Sun and Moon. They made their way over land toward the house. "Please come in," Moon called joyfully as her guests flowed through the doorway. "First, I will bring in my smallest children," Water said. As she began to float into the house, soon little fish swam around Moon's ankles. Little crabs climbed on Sun's feet. "Should we keep coming?" Water asked. "Of course," answered Sun and Moon, together as they smiled at their guests. Water kept coming into the house. Bigger fish and bigger sea creatures swam into the house. Stools, tables, and food began floating through every room. "Should we still keep coming?" Water asked again. "Yes, yes, of course," Sun and Moon said, as they climbed up on the table to keep dry. Water and her children kept coming. They filled each room and pushed out the walls. Sun and Moon climbed up on the roof. "Is everyone here?" they asked, hopefully. "Not yet," Water called. "Come, children." Water carried her largest children into the house. Whales pushed and squeezed in through the door and windows. Water kept rising. "What a great view you have from your roof," she told Sun and Moon. But Sun and Moon did not answer. By now, they were high above the roof. As Water flowed in, Sun and Moon rose up and up and up into the sky. "We are too high in the sky to get back down to Earth," Moon said to Sun. "You are right," Sun said. "I guess we have to stay here." That is how Sun and Moon came to live in the sky. You can see Sun up above during the day and Moon in the sky at night.